Federal health officials are reporting the death toll from the outbreak of a rare fungal meningitis has risen to 15. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak has now sickened 198 people in 13 states. Joining us is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Well, David, you've done some background on the company that provided these steroid shots, and they have a little history of being in some previous hot water. Tell us about them.
We have a reporter from the Boston Globe who's been covering that and uncovered actually a quite similar case early in the 2000s where the company was actually sued by the survivor of a woman who died after taking one of those shots. There are actually two companies in nearby towns that used to be around the corner from one another with overlapping ownership. Each has had letters from state regulators and the FDA. And it turns out that an executive of one of these companies is actually on the board and the former chairman of the State Regulatory Commission for Pharmacies. So it raises a lot of questions about politics. There was a Supreme Court decision that somewhat narrowed FDA authority, but we have on the show the former chief counsel of the FDA who says that if the FDA really wanted to, they do have the authority, even going back to a 1938 law, to bring criminal charges against the kind of activity that has resulted in the current epidemic. But we do understand that these companies, compounding centers, create drugs that are much less expensive, and there do seem to have been cases where the federal government, the FDA, decided against taking action because it would raise the price of needed medications in a period when there are drug shortages. And we have an increasingly aged population that needs more drugs. But it's a real problem, and it does show that, you know, regulation is necessary. And then when things fall through the cracks, you can have very serious outcomes.
Well, do these steroid shots supplied by this company really help in treating back pain?
Well, that's interesting. There was a report this week that an international study found no evidence that they really do anything to improve the causes of back pain. They're generally supplied with a kind of an anesthetic agent that may make it stop for a while, but the steroid part, the international study found, did not really make any difference to what was causing the back pain.
Well, it's understood bulk shipments were sent by this company to physicians and, in some cases, without individual prescriptions.
That was one of the procedural difficulties about which this company has been gigged. Compounding centers were originally designed to make specialized versions of medicines for people in local communities. The problem is that some of them, like the New England Compounding Center, have really turned themselves into drug manufacturing companies, entered interstate trade, and in so doing have violated at least three aspects of this 1938 law about putting unregulated, untested, and tainted medicines into interstate commerce.
Rather complex story. Well, thank you, David.
My pleasure.
David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only, 11 o'clock tonight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.